How not to be a nerd. Let's dig deeper into the problem of knowledge and continue my earlier comparison of Fat Tony and Dr. John. Do nerds tunnel, meaning do they focus on crisp categories and miss sources of uncertainty? Remember from the prologue my presentation of Platonification as a top-down focus on a world composed of these crisp categories. The idea pops up here and there in history under different names. Alfred North Whitehead called it the fallacy of misplaced concreteness, e.g., the mistake of confusing a model with a physical entity that it means to describe. Think of a bookworm picking up a new language. He will learn, say, Serbo-Croatian or Kung by reading a grammar book cover to cover and memorizing the rules. He'll have the impression that some higher grammatical authority set the linguistic regulations so that non-learned ordinary people could subsequently speak the language. In reality, languages grow organically. Grammar is something people without anything more exciting to do in their lives codify into a book. While the scholastic-minded will memorize declensions, the aplatonic non-nerd will acquire, say, Serbo-Croatian by picking up potential girlfriends in bars on the outskirts of Sarajevo, or talking to cab drivers, then fitting, if needed, grammatical rules to the knowledge he already possesses. Consider again the central planner. As with language, there's no grammatical authority codifying social and economic events. But try to convince a bureaucrat or a social scientist that the world might not want to follow his scientific equations. In fact, thinkers of the Austrian school, to which Hayek belonged, use the designations tacit or implicit precisely for that part of knowledge that can't be written down, but that we should avoid repressing. They made the distinction we saw earlier between know-how and know-what, the latter being more elusive and more prone to nerdification. To clarify, Platonic is top-down, formulaic, closed-minded, self-serving, and commoditized. Aplatonic is bottom-up, open-minded, skeptical, and empirical.